Hello, everybody. Anton Crilly here from DropshipLifestyle.com. And I wanted to record a quick episode, get this out as soon as possible today, because I'm sitting here working at my home office, and I've been putting a lot of time into our marketing plans for what is about to come, which is Q4. And that means October, November, December, the busiest time by far for e-commerce stores. So in the previous weeks, we've been working on things like our email marketing campaigns, our ads. But what I've been focusing on today, specifically earlier this morning, is who we're actually marketing to, right? Where are the customers? And I thought I would just hop on real quick, share an episode with you, and hopefully give you some insight into what it is that I am doing and something that you can do as well for your own store or stores. Also, before we get into this, I'll just say if you're a little bit newer, maybe you don't have a store yet, or you don't have a store that's successful, that's already up and running and making money, then I would highly encourage you to check out my training program. You can learn more at dropshipwebinar.com, link in the description. Okay, so where are the customers? And this doesn't just apply to Q4. It's not like it has to be specifically tied to a holiday. It's just that this is really when I start trying to widen our reach as much as possible so that we can have the maximum amount of revenue and profit come into the businesses. Okay, so let's just start by default, what we all have, which is hopefully you're building a Shopify store. As you know, this is the best e-commerce platform, and that's where we build our stores. Now, throughout the entire year, our highest converting source of traffic is Google Shopping. Okay, I don't think there's gonna be any surprises there. I talk about Google Shopping all the time. I've used it throughout pretty much every iteration it's ever been in, going back to 2007, and it always equals lots of extra sales. So normally when you think, where are the customers? Well, the best people that are ready to buy are the ones that are searching on google.com for the products that you sell, that are then seeing a picture of that product, your store name, the product price. They're clicking through, they're going to your store, and they're buying. Okay, all is well, nothing's changed there. But what we've been doing differently, right, trying to find more customers to bring in, is thinking, okay, we know that our best customers, right, the hottest, the most qualified, the most ready to buy, are the ones that are literally sitting there, most likely credit card in hand, searching for the products we sell. But where else do those people exist? Where else are those people online? Now, when you think about this, it's really niche specific. So as you probably know, we build niche specific stores, meaning we sell one product type per store. And what you want to do is think, where would your ideal buyer congregate online? Where would this person spend their time? What are they already doing online? What have they already bought online? What do they engage with online? And those are the places where you want to go and start to build a presence. And again, ideally sooner rather than later. And I'll give you some tips about how we do this, but this can include things like different blogs. This can include different things like social accounts from either influencers or companies. This could be on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It doesn't matter. But what social channels already have your ideal customer type? This can also be things like email newsletters. They can be a little bit harder to find, but can be very profitable if you do. And this can also be things like trade groups and associations. So, let me take you through all of these and show you kind of where we're looking in all of our businesses. Now, I'll tell you, like, we've been doing this for a while, so we already kind of know what's out there in our industries, but this is something I would recommend you set aside at least a few hours, maybe this week, and look into for your own niche. And again, if this is already over your head and you don't even have a niche yet or a store yet, go to dropshipwebinar.com, check out my free training there. You also get a special offer on the Dropship Blueprint. But what we do here when we're finding these blogs, social channels, newsletters, and trade associations is reaching out to them and trying to work out deals with their audiences. So let me just give you an example, okay? Let's say we had a store that sold tools for mechanics, okay, for auto mechanics, right? We built a drop shipping store and that's what we sold. Everything a mechanic needs for a shop to work on cars. Okay, great. That's our niche. Now, normally, again, every product that we sold, we would have on Google Shopping for, we'll call it AAP, Anton's Auto Parts. So everyone would, you know, search for our products. They would see our Google Shopping ads. They would go to our Shopify store. And again, that's where the majority of money would come from. But what would we do? And what could you do in the situation leading up to Q4? where you're really looking to push as much volume as possible? Well, in this case, you would go on Google and you would look for blogs that speak to mechanics, right? Auto mechanics, people that give different news, maybe even online forums or discussion boards, people that review new products in that niche. Try to find them. You would do the same thing on socials. So look for Instagram accounts, TikTok accounts, Twitter, YouTube. And the way we do this is we keep track of everything inside of Google Sheets. We have basically all of our resources for each niche that we operate in. And by the way, if you want to know more about like how to actually get this done, if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, go into module 6, which is about getting traffic. We have a lesson called Transferred Influence, and there's like a 45-minute in-depth training on this there. But also newsletters, again, see what you could find by using Google, and trade associations. I would look to see if there's any auto mechanic trade groups, and I'm sure there are. And then I guess the question is, what do you do once you have all of these different profiles that have your customers? Again, what we were looking for here is, where are our customers already hanging out online? Well, the best way to do this leading into Q4 is simply to proposition them. Hopefully you can get a phone number. Over the phone, things always work smoother. If not, send an email, send a DM if it's an Instagram page. And what you want to say is something like, hey, this is Anton from Anton's Auto Parts. Not sure if you're familiar with our store, but we enter unique selling proposition here. And we love your blog. We love your YouTube channel. We love your newsletter. We love your trade association, whatever it is. We would love to partner with you and run a special promotion for your audience for Thanksgiving or Black Friday or Cyber Monday or Christmas, whatever it is you want to do. And when you do that, you can tell them, we're going to offer, let's just say in this case, it was a YouTube channel about rebuilding cars and different tool reviews, things like that. What we would do is tell the owner, for, let's again say, Black Friday, we would love to run a promotion to your audience where they can get 10% off store-wide. And what we're going to do for you, Mr. YouTube channel owner, is give you a 5% commission on every sale that comes through your referral link. So what's awesome about this is you should be, when you're doing your research here, be able to find, I would look for a minimum of 100 different profiles and channels where your audience already hangs out. That's 100. And from there, when you reach out to them, they're not all going to respond. From the ones that do respond, they're not all going to partner with you. But it doesn't take much, especially if you get people with really engaged audiences. And when I say people, I mean people, companies, channels, basically the places where your audience is. Even if you get a few ones with the right audience, this can lead to a ton of extra traffic to your Shopify store. And the beauty of this is it typically leads to a huge spike in Google Analytics. You'll see your normal daily charts up and down, then whoa, referrals, and then down and down and down and back to normal. But what's cool about this is when you have these spikes in Google Analytics and you have remarketing set up correctly, like I talk about in other videos, then all of these new people that didn't even buy for that first promotion, you're remarketing to in the future. They are seeing your Facebook ads. They are seeing your Google ads. I'll just put RM for remarketing. Marketing, and they are coming back and buying in the future. And what did it cost you? Well, your normal Black Friday promotion, whatever you decide to do for that, plus an extra 5% bonus to the person or company sending the referral. And on top of all this, you didn't even have to spend extra money on Google Ads. It's just basically 5%. I'll take that all day long. So guys, again, just what I've been working on in real time on our internal marketing documents this morning, something I wanted to hop on quick and share. Again, this is really only relevant for everybody out there that already has a store that's up and running. And ideally you have a proven store, meaning it's making money, it's bringing in sales, and your promotions are going to make you some money. If you're not at that point yet, start at the beginning, start with Google Shopping. That is where the most instantaneous results will come from. And that's where you can prove yourself from day one. You don't need to network with anybody else. So as always, I hope you all got value from this episode. If you did, give it a like if you are watching on YouTube. Leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And if you're not a member of my coaching program yet, be sure to go to dropshipwebinar.com, where I have a free training for you, plus a special offer on my award-winning program, the Dropship Blueprint. I'll see you there. Thanks, everybody.